Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Malcolm Jackson, Assistant Administrator of the Office of Environmental Information and Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Ken Beecher. Malcolm, in our last segment, you identified and pretty much illustrated how important environmental information is for EPA. It's a strategic asset in your efforts to protect human health and the environment. I'd be interested to understand how your IT strategy facilitates this, and what are your overarching strategic goals, and how do you support this mission?
Well, one of my priorities was to establish a strategic direction for EPA, and EPA as an agency has a strategic plan, but we didn't have a IT strategic plan. So we did a bit of work early on around establishing a strategic plan, and I will tell you, one of my findings is that strategy, IT strategy from at a federal level is a bit more challenging than it is in the private sector. My entire career was in the private sector. From a government perspective, just given the funding models and lack, at least on the civil side, of multi-year funding of projects, is a bit more challenging. But having said that, we have a model in place and an approach with it. And what we're doing is looking at it from a pragmatic perspective. What are the pillars that we want to anchor things on, and how do we begin to build a roadmap toward the future that takes into account the funding model that exists today and aligns with what we're trying to accomplish as an agency as a whole when you think about our mission as a whole. Within that, from my view, I'm looking at what are the things that are critical. So off the top of my head, I'm just going to name a couple. With this proliferation of mobile devices, we want to make sure that we are aligned mobily. I have actually said that we're going to have a mobile-first policy at its highest level. And what I mean by that is if you're developing an application that will go in the hands of any of our EPA employees that are outside the agency or that are mobile, you need to design it for mobile first. Any type of application that has citizen-facing implications, we want you to design it for the mobile first, mobile devices. Now, we don't have all of the policies in place. I recognize that. But I'm using terms like we want to march toward the horizon. We may never get to the sun, but we're going in that direction. And we're moving away from going where technology is today to going to where technology is moving. So making very strategic decisions that are pragmatic in nature, that align with where we need to take the agency as a whole. And that's the view that I think is best works for us here within EPA, particularly within the federal government. I don't believe in building these big, elaborate strategic plans that sit on a desk, and by the time you completed them, then the ink is dried, they're no longer valid.
So, you know, given that EPA carries out multiple and complex missions, your information technology requirements and portfolio reflect that complexity. Would you elaborate on your efforts to foster an enterprise view and break down silos where it makes sense? You mentioned the one EPA earlier. So what kind of challenges have you encountered in pursuing a one EPA vision as outlined by Administrator Jackson?
I would say that your opening, I actually would spin a statement you made a little differently. You said that we have a complex mission as an agency. Actually, I don't think it's that complex. When you think about a world of our mission of protecting human health and the environment, which we live in, what we're saying is we want people to be healthy. We want to have clean air. We want to have clean water. We want people to live on clean land. To me, that's really not complex. That's simple. Common sense approach toward the environment. And I think that's how Administrator Jackson looks at it. I think that's how President Obama looks at it. And I would say that I think that's how most people should look at environment and what we do at an environmental protection agency. From your other question around our portfolio or our one EPA approach to it, a lot of the program offices at EPA, they were siloed in nature in the sense of how they were managed, how they managed technology and business practices. Now we're stepping back, looking at it and looking for opportunities where we can look holistically across the agency and having taking this opportunity to go and design things that leverage one approach, one common business practice, one common technology solution. We want to build things once and use it many times. And we want to be able to share data. We want to be able to share best practices. And we want to be able to open up collaboration across the agency in a way that will maximize our investments and provide a better service and product to the American citizens as a whole.
So in this time of budget austerity where you have to invest your budget wisely, you know, I'd like to explore the IT capital investment process at EPA. You know, what have you done to strengthen EPA's IT capital investment process to ensure that investment decisions are mission aligned and cost justified?
Capital investments are critical to any organization. And as you think about the growth of an organization, really pointing an organization in the direction of where you want to go, you need to have a solid capital investment model in place. Within EPA, from day one coming in the door, one of the first things I wanted to do was take a look at IT investments and looking at them holistically across the agency. So I actually partnered with Barbara Bennett, who is our chief financial officer, and together we took an approach that we wanted to look at all of the major IT investments within the agency and bringing a more collaborative view to it, more transparent view to it than what has been done in the past. We wanted to ask probing questions. We wanted to challenge people, not to just challenge people, but challenge them to think differently. Challenge them to view things from one EPA or agency-wide perspective and open up their minds toward a different way of doing things. Over the past 2 years, we've looked at all of the major IT investments within the agency, and it was a good first look at where we were investing our dollars. Now what we're doing is stepping back and taking another fresh look at it, because it wasn't all the IT investments. We learned a lot in those 2 years, and what we're doing now is taking a harder look at a lower level within the agency at IT investments, specifically with an interest around investments that may not have a large dollar number associated with it, but has a larger impact on the broader set of employees, or that may have reputational risk to the agency as a whole. So that puts a different lens on it, and we're just beginning those type of investments. And we've got the model in place for common templates. We've got the engagement in place where we have our investment team working with across the agency with all the various program offices to receive information and to ask the types of questions. But we're learning. We are learning on this. And I think that it's going to evolve over time. I'm comfortable where we are at this point, but I still believe there's opportunities in the future where we can better realize our investments and receive the type of a better outcome just through this collaboration for capital investments.
We talked a little bit about the IT governance. How does governance enable you to optimize resources across the agency?
Governance provides us with the transparency of what's going on within the agency. And you can look for opportunities to share resources. You can look for opportunities to have inclusion from other offices who may be impacted either upstream or downstream. It provides us with an opportunity to, and I continue to make this statement, is maximize our investments. Because if you're aware of what's going on, you can build collaborations, you can build communities, and these communities will help you get to a better outcome. So that if once you build it, you've built it with input from a broader set of resources, and you don't run the risk of having to either rebuild it or build it again. So I'm all about optimizing our investment, optimizing our resources. I'm all about maximizing our investments.
Malcolm, there's a lot of efforts around infrastructure modernization, and you hear a lot about it. But what are you folks doing in the area of data center consolidation? I'm more interested to know, what are some of the challenges and benefits of pursuing such an approach?
Well, I was very fortunate that we within EPA were already down the path of practices that help us with data center consolidation. We don't have the numbers of data centers that a number of agencies or departments may have. So we took the approach of looking at how do we optimize the number of locations that we have that may be storing server rooms? So looking at any of our major campuses, where there were multiple server rooms in these at a particular campus, we shrunk those numbers, and that helped us from that perspective. If you think of it as moving things to one location and leveraging common or one set of resources to support those locations. And there's also energy optimization opportunities that exist with that as well. So we capitalized on some of that. Some of the other things that we've done is around virtualization. We've done quite a bit of work around virtualization. In fact, currently we've got 70% of our environment virtualized. And we have a goal to get to an even higher number in the near future. It's something that we see the real benefits from. It also helps us with our greening efforts as an agency. And as being EPA, we're all about being green. The other part of it is virtualization is the first step in going toward cloud computing, and it helps enable us to make that next step toward cloud services.
What are you doing in the area? Actually, it's interesting because you mentioned virtualization and your movement towards it. What are you doing in the area of cloud computing? Is there specific services that you're putting or functions that you're putting on the cloud?
Well, cloud is, as you know, with the 25-point plan, is a cloud-first initiative that OMB has mandated, and we align with that. I support that. I think it's the right thing to do. Within EPA, we have a private cloud within our data center. A private cloud allows us to be able to leverage common services, shared services for our enterprise configuration management, for log management, for resource monitoring. And in fact, we're moving our help desk to cloud, and one common help desk service will be offered across the entire agency. We're in the process of moving in that direction now, and I feel very confident that we will get there in the very near future. And that's going to provide a tremendous amount of opportunities for us as an agency around shared tickets and managing of tickets across the agency. But that's the private side of it. The bigger question becomes public cloud. We're in the process of designing a framework of what for us should go to a public cloud. There's certain information that we may not be as comfortable going to a public cloud at this point. I think the whole topic of cloud is going to evolve over time. Where we are today won't be where we are 2 years from now. So we will take a pragmatic approach to our cloud. We will provide guidance and direction to our colleagues within the agency on what should go to cloud, or rather to the public cloud, and we will continue to make advancements in that area.
Well, you mentioned earlier, you alluded to your efforts around sustainability, and given the mission of EPA, I want to actually have you elaborate on your efforts to be good environmental stewards and move toward green computing. Could you elaborate a little bit more on what you're doing in the area of green computing?
Well, that's the foundation of what we do at the EPA, and as the technology leader, it's a focus for me and a focus of my organization. We're looking at it in a couple of areas. One is we're looking to optimize computer utilization. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole virtualization piece of it. How do we move from a world of mini servers to a world of the right number of servers in a virtualized environment? That's going to cut down on our energy consumption. It's going to cut down on e-waste. So that'd be the first step. The second step is around minimizing energy consumption. So buying machines that use the right amount of energy consumption, not overbuying from an energy utilization perspective. So we take a really hard look at that. Third is around maximizing use of energy-efficient infrastructure. We partner with the Department of Energy around the Energy Star program, so we want to ensure that we are buying infrastructure that aligns with Energy Star principles, and it partners within Energy Star. And the final two pieces is more around disposal. Safe, and that's a really important key here, our word here is safe disposal of IT hardware and safe recycling. How do we dispose of, or making sure that we are disposing of hardware equipment in a way that's in a safe environment that aligns with practices of e-waste as a whole.
How is the EPA managing its information and technology resources? We will ask Malcolm Jackson, EPA's Chief Information Officer, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.